good evening, everyone. My name is Tyra Andrews, and I'm a Nikon consultant, silver consultant here in New Jersey, West New York, New Jersey. I live about 15 minutes through the Lincoln Tunnel into Manhattan. But with the pandemic, I get to work from home during the day and work Nikon all other times of the day. So thank God for that. So lesson six. The biggest communication problem is we don't listen. We don't listen to understand. We listen to reply. So very interesting, I say, to be reminded of this. It doesn't matter how many times you've gone through this course, the ICANN Attitude course, which is a 12-week course. We're about halfway through our course now. But the opportunity is to be reminded of things that we forget, so easily forget. And listening, I say, is one for me. And the lesson also is addressing our customer base with Nikon, our Nikon businesses, our Nikon commitment to the five pillars of health: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy society, and healthy finances. We have an opportunity to continue to learn and to grow and develop. So we get to take a look at ourselves in this course, and we get to see everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, or whatever we want to call it. But what I realize is just humans being humans. So that's why I appreciate the Nikon Company for including personal development, self-improvement aspect of a course that they offer us called Humans Being More. And that's what I got out of this lesson. We're not humans being perfect, but we're humans being more. So listening is a big part of that because it ties into relationships. So we talk, we listen, we respond, we reply, and in that process we get to see our interactions. And sometimes we see ourselves in others. Sometimes we get to see ourselves retrospectively. Sometimes we're blind. We can't see ourselves at all. So it's a really interesting process. So I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you what you gleaned from this lesson by reading it, listening to it, practicing it, and what you learned. So I say we have the opportunity to share that tonight. And so just know that whatever you share is perfect. There's no right, wrong answer in your sharing. It's just what happened for you, and it all does make a difference because you can help someone else on the call tonight just by your sharing and how you share. No one else can share like you. So that's why we encourage each and every one of you to say at least something. If you don't have anything to share, say at least hello. Okay? So who'd like to go first?
Hi, Tyra. This is Karen. I'll go first.
Okay, Karen, thank you.
Hi, everybody. So my takeaway is right in the beginning. You've always been much more than you have accepted. That definitely is humans being more. We can tap into our true potential when we accept who we are, and then we can do the right habits.
Wow. And that's a big word right there. Habits, the right habits. So we have to practice creating those, and then we have to practice applying them, right? So good job,
yes.
Karen. Thank you for sharing. Okay, next.
I'm gonna follow my my fellow butt kicker, and that is, by the way, you guys refer to them as business buddies. You know, she's BK for short for me, and that doesn't stand for Burger King. Get unstuck. That's it.
Wow.
I realized this week, listening to that lesson, there were several things that were frustrating me. And when I made a decision to get unstuck, it was like all things, so many people reached back to me before I could follow up with them. And a classic one was this afternoon, a new customer reached out to me via text and asked, I want to stay plugged in. Is the meeting happening tonight? And she was referring to the sizzle call. And I said, absolutely, and then copied and pasted Dennis and Vera, and it's just like, okay, this is what it means. Get unstuck. Start doing the things that cause me to get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I hear you pointing to in that share, Vance, is we look at communication often as speaking to someone else, but we don't know it's our conversation with ourselves. So you were talking to yourself. Get unstuck, and you just got into action, and you produced a result. So powerful. Thank you. Who would like to go next?
This is Rita.
Tara, Norma.
Okay, Rita. I think Rita, and then Norma. How about that?
Norma can go first if she wants.
Okay.
No,
great.
Ma'am.
You.
You got to go.
Okay. Never assume. Pause. Be sure you understand. It eliminates confusion. And then my second choice is persistent and consistent, and don't do negative.
Wow. And where did that show up for you this week, Rita?
In life, and also speaking with people in my downline.
Yeah. You could hear it, right? You could hear it. You could see
yeah.
it, feel it, touch it, taste it. Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Okay, Ms. Norma.
Okay. Mine is authorship is a key, both for ourselves and for our company. That's my weak spot, because I don't, not,
okay.
You know, you can have a big volume, but it's not on authorship. It's empty the next month.
Gotcha. So once you're recognized, once you can recognize that that's what's real, then you can actually cause and create something to happen. But I think what happens oftentimes, we're in denial of what's really going on. So good for you, Norma. Good for you. Anyone else?
This is Renee. I'll go next.
Okay, thank you.
Pause, relax, really listen, let go. Don't make, don't put assumptions onto what it is that you want to be doing. Just let the whole process work its way out by doing principal things.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say you let go? Was there anything you let go of this week?
Let go of the expectations of how things are going to work out. If I'm doing what I can do, then things are going to work, and I can't control any of it. I can just control what I do.
Good for you. That's freeing, huh? That's freeing for you, Renee.
Oh, yeah.
Breakthrough.
For sure.
Breakthrough.
Right.
Good. All right. Nope. Thank you for sharing. Next.
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Building a foundation. So twofold, building a foundation and developing myself. ICANN is one of those areas, reading, meditating, and so forth. And like Vance said, doing whatever you need to do to get unstuck. And then the second half of that is building a foundation business-wise with wellness subscriptions.
And what does that look like in terms of what you're creating for this month?
Well, actually, we have more auto ships than we've ever had, all at one time anyway. So.
Wow.
It's still a long ways to go, but we're going in the right direction. And we're actually putting together a couple of emails for thanking people for being customers. So it's just kind of a, we've always done that either by calling them or whatever, but we want to send them an email. And then also all the past customers they haven't bought in a long time, sending them an email thanking them for their past business. And then we're also going to put on there letting them know about the current promotions. And then we'll follow up with a call.
Wow. That reminds me of what I saw in the lesson, pointing to customers who appreciate excellent service are your wellness subscription. That's the new term we're using for AutoShip. Those are the customers that will come back each time or purchase each time because they're appreciating excellent service, like Ron is rendering. So good example. Good example, Ron. Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
I'm going to jump in here and share Sandy Martin's, who is Ron's business buddy, because she just texted this to me a few minutes ago, and she said, Vance, can't make it on the call tonight. Had an appointment at the Cleveland Clinic Cancer and Hematology yesterday. I'm getting a blood transfusion tomorrow. My iron level is very low, and I'm so exhausted I don't think I can stay awake. Also, my brain is pretty foggy. Next week, I have a colonoscopy. They think I have a small internal bleed. Now, normally I wouldn't read all that, okay? Here's the best part. I thanked her and said, wow, you're having all the fun. Keep me posted so I can be praying and rally a few more prayer warriors on your behalf. She responded, thank you, that means a lot. I did manage to do a demo and signed up a new customer tonight.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh, that's so great. That leaves
there you
me
ha-
with
there.
Leaves me with what's my excuse? What's my excuse?
Exactly. That's why I wanted to share that.
Oh my goodness. So just when you think you have nothing to share, you have something to share. So that's the red flag. I said that's the indicator. That you don't let that conversation stop. You don't have to allow that conversation to rule your life. You can move through that conversation, acknowledge it, and share anyway. And you'll be amazed, just as Vance just demonstrated. You'll have someone go, wow. So awesome. Oh, my goodness. And that's Sandy Martin, right? So we can keep her in prayer. Sandy Martin?
Yes. Sandy Martin, Fremont, Ohio.
Fremont, Ohio. Thank you for sharing that, Vance. Thank you so much. Okay, who's next?
This is Darla.
Darla, welcome, Darla. Thank you.
Thank you. Mine is, there's so much more in me. To learn that it's not, everybody has their own perspective and everybody hears things differently. So, even though I might not always agree or like, it's to not self-sabotage anything that I've ever said or done because other people might hear it as an inspiration when I didn't think it was that important.
Uh-huh. Wow. I've seen myself there, Darla. Thank you.
Exactly. You're welcome.
And I
learned that lesson well.
Yeah, that has to do, that's a good demonstration of how we listen. Everyone is listening through their own filter. Everyone's listening at a different level. So are we listening to hear what the customer, the friend, the aunt, the uncle, the cousin, the consultant in your group, what they're really saying? Are we listening to reply? So thank you, Darla. Okay, next.
Hi, Tyra. It's Jeannie.
Jeannie, see, Dan, that's my ICANN buddy. Jeannie's my buddy.
I tried to jump in after you, but somebody else jumped in, so
okay,
I wasn't quick enough.
Welcome.
My takeaway is, again, never assume that your potential customer or who you're talking to really understands the things that we now accept and know to be true. I had this tendency throughout my life to, just because I know something, I just figure everybody else knows it too. I've dealt with this throughout my whole life. And I still fall into that from time to time. So that really, that falls back to the listening. Pause, breathe, actively listen. And I love this lesson because of that.
Never assume. Wow. And Jeannie, can you share how many times or how many cycles you've gone through with repetition and participating in the attitude class so people know this is an ongoing class?
Multitudes. No, since it started in 2016. So this is my fourth year.
Wow.
So
great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Repetition is powerful.
Thank you, Jeannie.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
you. And who would like to share next? Anything that became clearer to you out of going over the lesson, or something that you had that you didn't understand, but it was a revelation. Maybe something opened up for you. Who'd like to go next?
This is Liz. Sorry.
Liz, and then who's after Liz?
Catherine Tobish.
Catherine Tobish. Okay, Catherine. Thank you, Liz.
What I learned from this is that I want to be a good enough listener to share what I know so my customer can feel the realness, and I know that what I'm talking about with experience, because that's the real reason that I'm here, is to help them with their discomfort, whatever they're talking about, that I can tell them about our product.
Wow. I heard you say realness. That's powerful, meaning be straight, be real. We don't have to make anything up. If it was our experience, we just share what we experienced, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you much. Catherine Tobish?
Yes. Find a principle and work it until it becomes habit.
And which principle did you find one or focus on one this week?
I would say that what the significance of that phrase was for me is that I think at the front end of this whole ICANN, Marty talks about the importance of principles. So to me, it's threaded throughout all the lessons. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, like a common theme. You can hear it. Mm. You're listening for it in each lesson. You can see it in each lesson, which speaks to the repetition. Yeah, very good. Okay, thank you, Catherine. Okay, who else are we missing? Anyone else on the line? Okay, if not, we can even have a few more go again if you'd like to share something else.
This is Norman over in Florida.
Norman? Okay, thank you, Norman.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a Norma and a Norman. Have you heard from Carlene tonight?
Carlene?
Yeah.
Okay. Has anyone heard from Carlene tonight?
She's my buddy.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Carlene.
So you want to go first, Carlene?
Well, I'm going to speak from life experience because I'm sitting here in the dark. We still have no power here in Connecticut, in my part of Connecticut, because thanks to that storm that came through on Tuesday. But I'm going to say perseverance is you pause, you breathe, and you just keep persevering.
There you go.
Well, I think you just demonstrated that, Carlene. Perseverance, no power, but you're here. Again,
that's
what's my excuse? What's my excuse? Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here. And we hope that power comes on real soon.
I'm getting a lot of good insight, guys.
Wow. Good job. Okay, Mr. Norman, you're up.
Well, I was going to ask her if she could give me a call and give me a quick summary of the lesson, because my computer went out on Monday. It's been going to be in the shop until Saturday. So I hadn't had opportunity to be able to go through the lesson. And then I found out that in her case, I thought I had it bad. And hers is a lot worse situation.
But my daughter
did bring me a laptop, her laptop, that I was able to quickly scan through the lesson. And it's interesting because in lesson number one, what I wrote down was listen to what they need. And here is lesson number six. talking about pause and ask questions. We heard that a couple of times already from other people. Tell you what I thought I heard you say, and that's what active listening is all about. So that's something you got to work on.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I was just going to say share from another lesson, and you did that. So yeah, you can see this. See the, what's speaking to you, what's calling you, and each lesson is maybe a lesson that we need to practice or perfect our habit, you know, just practice. We don't have to be perfect, but just willing to keep practicing. And for me, I say that that equates to keep sharing. Just keep sharing with people, no matter what they say no, they say later. It, just keep sharing because we're dealing, as someone mentioned, we're in interesting times with this pandemic. And I said people are shut in and people are hurting and people would like to even hear from someone. People live alone, you know, we have a lot of seniors, and just a phone call can make a difference. And it could be you calling. So awesome. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is
Kelly. Pat, before you share, because I was gonna bring up something that you texted to me. Just like Norman said, or when things go get a little bit south, whether there's no power, your computer crashes, if you can't connect with your business buddy, and that's one of the biggest, there's so many facets to why we created that. If you can't connect with them, please text me, call me. I've got several different ways that, I mean, even printing the lesson and getting it in the mail to you, you'll have it in like 3 to 4 days. So, because it's so crucial, and I want to encourage those of us who, you know, might fall off the wagon, fall off the horse, fall off something, jump back on as fast as you possibly can. And really, really, I know I've said this before, and I'll throw a third really in there, get that memorization down. It is a life changer. Absolutely life changer.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Who was next? I didn't hear the name.
Hi, this is Pat Kelly.
Oh, Pat. Okay, hi, Pat.
Hi there. I wasn't going to speak because I've been off the horse or whatever you call it for a while. But in the meantime, I called one of my people and discovered that she has some asthma, so she's started something new. So she's now logging her experience so we can see what works and what doesn't. So I guess I got back on. Anyway, I appreciate hearing from all you folks.
Yes. Thank you, Pat, for sharing. Anyway and anyhow. Okay. That, and actually, that is what happened to me on yesterday. I have an auto ship customer. Me, like Norma, I don't have as many auto ship customers as I would like, but that's the game I'm playing this quarter that I wrote down and communicated to Vance. I'd like to have 5 more auto ship customers before this course ends. And my auto ship customer in California, I spoke to her yesterday, and she's pretty faithful. Well, she orders every month for Gisterol and Joint. But when I was talking to her on the phone, it came up her back just went out. And we were sharing, and I was telling her about things on sale and just in general things. And all of a sudden, I said something about the grounding pad. She says, wait a minute. I have that. It was over in the corner. She hadn't used it. I forgot the grounding pad. Plugged it in. I told her how to plug it in the wall, in the unit. And before we got off the phone, she said, Tyra, I feel so much better. I said, keep it on you at all times. You go to bed, when you get up, on your computer, wrap it on your – I said, I'll send you the video that shows you how to use it. But I would have never known she – I just didn't even – it was out of my mind, memory, that she had the grounding pad. So it's amazing, so amazing. Anyone else, please?
This is Pat again.
Yes.
Could you forward text the video site for me for the grounding pad?
Okay, sure. I'll get your number from Vance. Okay.
And all right. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Anyone else? anything to share?
Yes, this is Vanita. This is Vanita from Hayward, California.
Oh.
Vanita Patton.
Hi, Vanita.
Hi, Tyra.
Hey there.
I am so
welcome.
Grateful you're facilitating, and I just want to let everybody know that Tyra has been my mentor ever since I've been in Tunican, and she has really been really thorough in explaining to me how to work on the computer and go through the Nikon website. I mean, she has been really, really good. And then now I, you know, when she gets too bogged down then and she's too busy, then she's taught me how to teach other people that are coming into Nikon. And I really, really, I am so grateful for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tyra, for teaching me. I really appreciate that. But yeah, it, all the technology that's going on, because of the pandemic, Tyra taught me way before the pandemic. And I'm just so grateful that I'm able to help, facilitate other people that are coming on board now. It's really, really a blessing, and I'm grateful that Tyra's facilitating tonight on the I Can Attitude. I really, it's such a blessing because she brings so much happiness and joy, but she brings so much of her education to us. And that's what I really love about her, because I really wasn't tech savvy. And she just walked me through everything, just with patience, grace, and ease. And I really, really appreciate that. So what I got out of the I Can Attitude is listening to the facilitator, paying attention to the directions, and, listening to our potential clients, is a really good thing. You have to listen, and then you have to know really how to guide them. If you don't know how to guide them, she's always taught me how to do a three-way, which is beautiful. And I'm grateful for the three ways, because maybe sometimes I cannot express what I want to express in a product. I do take most of the products, but sometimes another person can facilitate that a lot better. And I'm really, really just grateful for all the education, all the knowledge and the wisdom Tyra has given me. And she's given so much of herself to Nikon, and I'm just grateful for that. Thank you so much, Tyra. I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanita. Listening and then being willing to share what you've learned, right? So that's
yes.
Awesome. That's awesome to see your growth, because in the lesson I also saw where it says reach three to teach three. So if you learn what you learn and it works for you and you share that and someone shares it with someone else, before you know it, they'll share with two and those two will share with two. And before you know, we have our global wellness community just out of sharing, right? So
yes.
Thank you, Vanita. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Well, I appreciate everyone sharing tonight. And everyone that shared, it was extraordinary. Why? Because it's you and your authentic self sharing out of the kindness of your heart. And that's what I tell people when I'm speaking with them. People share Nikon, the information, with you because they care about you. And so I said people have to love you enough to share Nikon. And that's who I find all of you are, loving, caring, giving people. So keep it up. Keep sharing. Keep that going, and phenomenal results to come. And with that, Van, thank you for the opportunity. And if I can do anything to help anyone, Vance, you can give anybody my number. Feel free to call me, text me. But we're in it together. We're in it to win it. And it's awesome. The time is now. The time is ripe. And the time is right now to make a difference, I say. Thank you, Vance.
Well, Tyra, thank you. I only have one question, and that is I don't understand, because my father, who's also my sponsor today, I was helping him load up a bunch of equipment while I was on the phone with Rita for an hour and 4 minutes. And I after hearing Vanita share about her sponsor and how much she goes above and beyond the call of duty, I don't understand, because my father asked me,
who was that that you were on the phone with today? And yet Rita did not sing the praises of Vance like Vanita was singing. And I'm just like, man, I want my money back because I obviously am not doing a very good job. No, anyway, seriously, folks, this Saturday, I always throw these out just so you know what's coming. I made a decision yesterday, actually, after taking part in the kickoff call Monday night with Ruben. The first Saturday of every month on Saturday AM Live, rather than have a guest, or unless the guest can really help bring it, I'm going to switch to an open line format so that first Saturday, every single person that tunes in has absolute complete clarity on what that month's promotions are, changes, you know, you name it. Because in talking to Rita today, I realized that I'm like, oh, my goodness, we're going to miss out. Mm-hmm. And when you have a customer that orders on August 2nd, on a regular order, not auto ship, but regular order, they order Ken's and Vital Balance, vegan drink for kids, and Super Siaga at full retail, then I drop the ball someplace. And I called her and I asked her if she meant to put it on auto ship. And so I'm not going to go into all the details, and I even called Nikan to see if they could, you know, give her because she's going to get on auto ship. I know she is. But it was like, oh my goodness, we really need to go over these things because so often we get an email. Dennis and Ruth send out a great, you know, explanation. Dave Johnson covers it. But it still doesn't click. So this Saturday, first Saturday of every month, we're really going to nail those things down because, as you just said, Tyra, that the timing is right now. There are so many people that just getting a phone call means the world. And when they get that kind of customer treatment and that kind of service, it's not very difficult at all just to simply say, you know, one of the things that has really helped me in overcoming loneliness or even depression during all this is having the right mental clarity. And I'm not talking about the product mental clarity. I'm talking about the Vital Balance.
Right.
Because it is ginormous. And it's not having the intention to sell, but it's having the intention to connect with our customers. And it's absolutely huge. So, and then next Saturday, Al Thornton, the master husband of Sandra Thornton, he and I are going to have a conversation about current issues, cultural issues. I talked to him last night for quite a while, and wow, I wish I could have recorded that conversation.
Wow.
It was life-altering. So that's going to be our conversation a week from this Saturday. So thank you again, Tyra. You were wonderful as always. I don't know who's on tap for next week, but jump into lesson 7 because we are, as you mentioned, Tyra, we're at that halfway point. And I really want to encourage, I'm going to put the link in my email when I send it out. Actually, I'm going to do it tonight. Encourage any of your consultants or even some of your long-term customers, have them listen to lesson 6. Copy and paste the link so they can hear Marty explain it. Because that may make them an auto ship customer for life / wellness subscription customer for life. If they understand the way Marty explains it, it's just incredibly valuable. So have a great evening, everybody. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, just one thing. I wanted to acknowledge a couple of people I invited on tonight. I'm not sure if they made it, but my friend Donna in Hawaii. Donna, I don't know if you're on. Hello. And then my friend Shakesha in Tallahassee, Florida. And my brother. I invited my brother now. They might have hopped on or hopped off, but I just wanted to acknowledge them. Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing that, Tyra. That's what a great spirit. To do that's awesome as well. Okay, good night, everybody. Have a great evening. What's left of it.
Good night.
If there's anything I can do on my end, don't hesitate to reach out. Oh, and Tyra, if you can send that link to me, whatever it was that Pat asked for, I'll just send it out to the whole rest of the group.
Okay, and now
you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Van. Thank you,
everyone. Thank you, Tyra. Thank you, Van. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.